Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, TC. How's it going?
Good. First read I had this morning was Scoop's blog. And I tell you what, you're dating yourself. You're usually a pretty hip and modern guy.
You didn't like the Lou Christie
song? But when I saw the Lou Christie song, and I'm a music guy, Two Faces Have I, man, you blew me away. So I'm going to take you on a music show because I know that your music knowledge is just awesome.
It truly is, man.
All right, give me a few bars of that Lou Christie song.
Two faces have I. Yay. How about that?
All right, that's
not bad for what, 7:15 in the morning?
Not bad at all. Republicans and the Democrats had their conventions. Yep. What did you learn?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm twisting your arm here.
Maybe I ought to keep singing.
Well, it's a love fest on both sides, right?
Well, not exactly. On the Republican side, the Tea Party people made an impression on a lot of folks in East Lansing at the Brez, as they actually tried to block unsuccessfully the nominee that Rick Snyder had picked as his running mate, Brian Kelly. They put up a guy from West Michigan, Bill Cooper. Now, the whole thing sort of went poof, but for a time there, and I was not there personally because I was down in Detroit with Bonero and Brenda Lawrence, but they did disrupt the convention, and they took a little bit of the unity edge off of that convention. Was it terminal? No, but it underscored that there is some dissatisfaction among the Tea Party folks with regard to the Snyder and the Cali ticket. Can he patch that up? Probably, but there is the question mark. Will the Tea Party folks just simply ignore Snyder Cali when it comes election time and vote for the rest of the ticket? That is a problem for him. On the same page, on the Democratic side, Mr. Bonero has some problems with his running mate, Brenda Lawrence, as we reported last week from South.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Brenda who? There is a faction, a minority faction in the labor movement that didn't think she was good enough for that ticket. In fact, Bert Johnson, a state lawmaker, came pretty close to saying that they should have found somebody other than her. So Bonero's got his same kind of internal problems as they launch now their campaigns, as Snyder gets on his self-described nerdmobile. Heads off to Frankenmuth to pick up some chicken, no doubt, today, and to other parts. And Bonero gets in a caravan and will travel around the state with his running mate trying to pick up votes and trying to erase a 22-point lead that Snyder has.
Tim, in conversations that I've had with folks from the Tea Party Alliance, they seem to be leaning toward the Republican end, but are trying to, as you mentioned, gain a little political clout as far as dictating where who the running mate is and who runs. But it seems to me that they're not going to sit this out. They're going to jump on the Republican bandwagon.
Well, you know what? You can say that. But I've talked to some of the people at the pre-convention on Friday night, and there was some dissatisfaction that Snyder is just not one of them, that he's not conservative enough. And he says that he is. So it remains to be seen. I think there's some fence mending that needs to be done there. And the problem for Mr. Bonero is he gave a pretty good speech at the convention, and it's Main Street versus Wall Street. That will be his theme as he tries to wrap up Mr. Snyder in that Wall Street image, basically portraying him as, quote, not one of us. So Snyder pretty much stayed on his theme at his convention speech. It's the same old 10-point plan to reinvent Michigan. You ask this guy what kind of a day he's having, and he said, you know what, I got a 10-point plan to reinvent Michigan. Give him credit. He stays on message. And, of course, Bonero coined a new one-liner. If this was a race for one-liners, Bonero would win this thing hands down. His latest line at the convention was, Michigan does not need a CEO, a chief executive outsourcer.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they even got a T-shirt that goes along with it.
In conversations that I've had with you, it appeared that Rick Snyder was going to stay with his theme, the nerd and business, and Virge Bonero was going to be, I'm a guy's guy. But in people that I keep talking with in all different arenas, whether they're with the media or business, they don't care about all the stuff. All they want is they care about jobs.
Yeah,
do you see it that way?
Well, of course, that's the top priority. And Bonero has a delicate line to walk here. He can take on Mr. Snyder, but he also has to provide a reason to others to vote for him. I talked to Joel Ferguson standing outside of Cobo Hall on Sunday, Saturday, whatever day it was, and he said Bonero does have to provide that answer to people. Why do you vote for Bonero? And not so much beat on Mr. Snyder. And I think the tone of Bonero's speech was not over the top. It was very measured. In fact, as I was listening to it and watching him, it seemed to me that they told him to kind of maybe just bring it down a notch. Remember, people have been telling him that. But by doing so, I didn't feel the fire and the passion. So, you know, it's sort of like the poor guy can't win either way. I think the passion is there. The speech was pretty good. I don't think it was a home run, but it was a good launch. And Snyder's speech was much... it was more polished in that they presented it better. He wore one of those microphones that comes around your face like he was going to break into a chorus of Two Faces Have I. I would love to hear him try to sing that. Anyway, it's going to be a fascinating race. 65 days and counting, Tony.
I saw both candidates speak at the Sandbox party, and what I found kind of interesting is how Verge is not only has he toned down his rhetoric and the way he speaks, which I did thought he lost some of the energy, but the way he looks, you know, he's starting to go with the tie-less jacket. Is he trying to do the Rick thing?
No, he had a tie on yesterday at his speech. But let me give you one little insight. This, people will say, oh, this doesn't amount to anything, but it demonstrated to me what a consummate politician Mr. Bonero is. You know that money shot at the end of a speech where they bring out the whole ticket and everybody stands up and holds their hands?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the original shot on the stage, as you looked at the stage, from your left was David Layton for AG, Jocelyn Benson, then Brenda Lawrence, and then Verge Bonero on the end. And I watched him. He whispered in Miss Lawrence's ear and then very quietly moved in front of her and put himself in the center of the picture. Is that not good? Huh? That's exactly the way it should have been. The candidate for governor on the far right where you can't see him, hey, he's got to be in the center of the picture. He knew it, and he definitely pulled it off.
Can the mayor win with just the African-American women in union vote?
Nope. He's got to expand. He's got to bring those independent voters back home. He's got to pick up some moderate Republicans, which is going to be a tough assignment. Can he do it? Yes. Has he done it? No. But this is just, you know what? I talked to Debbie Dingell, and she said she's a Democrat. She said, Skubic, remember John Engler? He was down 24 points, and he beat a guy named, what was his name? Jim Blanchard.
I'd rather hear to chalk on a chalkboard than ask you this next thing, but how goes it with the budget?
Oh, we're reporting exclusively today that they're within that close of having a budget deal. I have a source who whispered in my ear over the weekend that tomorrow it could fall into place as they agree to budget targets and so put away the headlines about a government shutdown. If indeed they do reach the tentative agreement tomorrow, that means the conference committees could begin work next week on putting this puppy to sleep or to bed, as the case may be, and finish the budget long before the October 1st deadline. It's a major breakthrough you're hearing first right here.
So even though the Senate is on break, they're still working.
They are working, and there's a critical meeting tomorrow involving the governor's team and the legislative leaders and their teams, and I think they're very close on this deal.
Well, let's get it done. Aren't we tired of talking about this?
Next question. You know what I mean?
What else is going on? What are you working on today? Is that your main story?
No, we're gonna hook up with Mr. Bonero as he launches this caravan tour at 9 o'clock and talk to him a little bit about what he's got to do. And we've got some interesting interviews with Bob King, the UAW president, and with other folks that we saw at the convention.
Now, how am I to read that Tim Skubic is hanging on the Democratic side of this the last couple of days?
Well, I was assigned to do that, to cover Bonero and Brenda Lawrence, but on Saturday I covered them, and then I came back to East Lansing and did the Republican convention and did a package out of that as well. And, of course, it was only a one-day convention for the Republicans, so it was back to Detroit yesterday to finish up with the D's. Cheap shot there, man. But hey, you're in the media. You live by the sword. You die by the sword.
Any new news on the debates?
Haven't heard a thing. My sense is that they are talking, but no agreement yet. I expect to see something on that as well this week.
All right, busy day for you today.
Yeah, we're having lots of fun, man.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, Tony, have a good one, baby.